This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. One person is dead this afternoon after a shooting outside the El Paso County Courthouse in Colorado Springs. Police say they received a call about the shooting shortly after 10 o'clock. They confirmed there is no active threat to the community. Two people were also injured and treated for minor injuries. The courthouse is closed for the rest of the day. Veterinarians in Colorado are seeing more dogs with highly contagious coughs and pneumonia entering their clinics. Dr. Amanda Cavanaugh with Colorado State University says owners can take precautions to keep their four-legged pals safe and healthy.
My best recommendation for keeping dogs safe while this is going around, but all the time truly, is making sure dogs are fully vaccinated.
Dr. Cavanaugh also recommends owners avoid taking their dogs to community spaces like dog parks or pet stores. And owners should resist letting their dogs say hi to other dogs because these contagious viruses spread from nose-to-nose contact. Today is the Great American Smokeout, which is promoted by the American Cancer Society. It's encouraging smokers use this day to start the process to quit. Though smoking rates have been dropping, smoking is still the leading cause of preventable death and disability in Colorado and the U.S. Thomas Ilioya with National Jewish Health says there's a lot of help available.
Whether it's online programs like Colorado Quitline offers, online text messaging-based programs, phone-based programs where we are as much as possible trying to make sure that people have access to free and effective resources for quitting.
The group is also urging the federal government to ban menthol, which makes up more than a third of U.S. tobacco sales. In Denver and Colorado Springs, the unseasonably warm weather continues with sunny skies and highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.